We are a group of women from all over the world, getting on together, understanding each other. We are giving example. It doesn't matter where you come from, we're still getting on together.
This is Shelanu, which means belonging to us in Hebrew. The group is made up of migrant women from around the world.
I'm Deirdre Figueredo, I'm the director of Craftspace. I've been helping to develop the project really for the last 7 years alongside other members of Craftspace staff. Well, it began as a partnership with the Community Integration Partnership, who were an organisation that supported refugee women and asylum-seeking women, and then latterly migrant women as well who come into Birmingham. This creative project that Craftspace introduced to them was the first time that they had a project that really touched people's souls, if you like, and took care of something within them that was nurturing and really nurtured their spirits. And each time this creative project was there each week, it would create a fantastic atmosphere in the place, and it met a lot of their objectives at the end of the day. So we began on a project that was looking at the ideas of self, identity and that sort of thing, and that was to coincide with an exhibition that we were curating at the time. And it came to a point where we felt that the women had been doing projects, we could see how much creative talent really there was in this pool of women, and we felt that there must be some other way that they could now begin to make something for themselves and contribute to the creative economy and actually do something in their own right.
Shelanu member Kinneret is originally from Israel. She explains how she found out about the group.
I went to an English class, and one of the girls there, she used to go to these sessions, and she recommended me to come. It's really interesting to get to know all the world in one place, and it's terrific for me. I never thought that I'll have so many friends from all over the world.
Project manager Deirdre Figueredo explains how the idea for jewellery came about.
We began with looking at Birmingham's industrial heritage. It's a city of 1,000 trades. It was famous for its metalwork. It has some wonderful things in the jewellery quarter, has some very old businesses there who are still making things and have been for hundreds of years. And so this group of women set out to really explore that, and they went on many trips and they visited very old businesses in the jewellery quarter. They did a lot of gathering of material, looking around the botanical gardens, for example. They went on up and down canal trips. And from that gathered a lot of fantastic source material. And so the first project, which was exhibited at Birmingham Museum and Art Gallery, women worked towards making individual pieces of work, working with artists, and they developed their jewellery skills and really made some beautiful designs, which are all inspired by Birmingham, its metalwork, its trades. And I think the contemporary expression of that is really wonderful, and it makes the women fantastic ambassadors for Birmingham. We've taken this work all around the country, and it's really appreciated by people. So it's looking at Birmingham through fresh eyes, looking at heritage, reinterpreting that in a very contemporary way, and also bringing in some influences of, you know, their own cultural heritage and background. So really what comes out of it is very unique work, but work that has a local heart. It has a characteristic of Birmingham. It is of Birmingham, it's about Birmingham, it's women from Birmingham, and that is its strength.
Shelanu member Ruth talks about some of the processes involved.
We make jewellery cutting. We use copper and aluminium with a saw, and we're making everything by hand and drawing the shape and plate it in golden or silver. My grandfather was goldsmith, making jewelry, everything by hands, not machine, and using 24 karat gold. Used to do it years and years, all the life, doing the same things, passing from generation after generation. But in the wartime, everyone had to leave, and sadly, when it shouldn't happen, I never, ever thought in my life I will make jewelry. I really enjoy it. It's something special to me. When I do something, I know my back generation. used to do that. The thing is, they done it with 24 karat gold, but I'm doing with things with copper and aluminium, which it's a good experience, and it's look as good as gold. My grandfather had to leave Kurdistan, that was in after the Second World War, too. But they went from Kurdistan to Cyprus. That's the place they gave them to be secure, you know, because most of the people killed. It just was a difficult time for everyone, and everyone was trying to run away and left everything there. So we really, the goldsmith, all the jewelry, everything what he made, been left in Kurdistan. He couldn't take nothing. I proud to be here with Celano. What is good, it's we are learning a skill by professional teachers, one-to-one, when I couldn't afford to do it. Because if you go to jewelry quarter to learn jewelry, it costs you a lot of money. And I wouldn't be able to afford to pay this. And it's good break, you know. You come in here twice a week. You feel all right. You forget your problem. And it just, as I said, it's like my medicine. I've got no family here, so they are more than family to me. Every time they're going home or family coming, they're always bringing something, food from the country. We share in everything. We share food, we share the skill. And even I ask, how do you say that in that language? How do you say? We are like family, really.
Another Shilanu member says she got her inspiration from her grandfather.
I think he got the artist genius in his gene. When I went to his house during the summer vacation, I always could see a lot of geography on the wall. I didn't know what is art when I was little, but I already knew tracing from his environment, the music, the writing. And I remember my first year of primary school, after summer vacation, we had homework. I'm panicked, and I holding my pen and crying and writing. I remember that moment so warm and so touched. My grandfather, he's really good at writing. He came to help me to sharp the pencil. That time I was 6 or 7 years old, a little girl only. He came, his hand hold my hand with the little pencil and guide me one by one how to write a Chinese carrot words. So it's really touched the way he very patient. In my mom's generation, it's still quite rare the women could go to university and get a stable job as a teacher. So even though my mom, she got a talent for art, but that time in our culture, you must listen to your parents. My mom probably have same spirit as my grandfather, even though you have to manage survival in living first, but she managed to develop her artist side by her self-study and also go to some show course. And I remember my mom teach different type of flower arrange, and every weekend when I came home, I always could smell the fresh flower. I think I've influenced from my mom very, very much.
Shilanu is more than just a craft group. They are now a fully fledged business, proving that these women have great entrepreneurial spirit.
They were trying to think of a themed collection that related to the ideals of Shilanu and where Shilanu have come from and their story and their narrative. They all designed different birds, so this idea of migrating birds that reflected their journeys, which is really lovely, and so they all came up with designs. Those were sent off to the jewellery quarter locally, keeping it all local, to be made into sort of blank shapes. The blanks come back to the studio, and now the women have been working on enamelling those blanks so they can have their own artistic input into the enamelling and the creative input, but at least part of the process of the cutting and the filing and all that sort of thing, one step of the process has been removed. So that end, the pieces, the brooches, the earrings and the necklaces, the pendants can be at an affordable price for the customer and, you know, are now selling in shops.
Shilanu provides hope and inspiration for women in the future. This member says it boosts her confidence.
It is uplifting. It is bringing people together. I get a chance to go out and to see people and dwell with them and have conversation and also reminisce. And we laugh and joke while working.
Kiki says she feels this is a great support network for women and feels it provides wonderful opportunities for the future.
At least they can do something they love, maybe for hobby or maybe for the future they find a job to be an artist. When they're together, we can support each other.
This member says being part of a women's group like this makes her feel empowered.
It provides a very good opportunity for the women to have the chance to look for the different direction and opportunity for their next step. I feel it's kind of a therapy for me to look after the child, to do the housework and not much for yourself. I feel so exhausted every day and I question myself, my value for myself. Why is my value? Just only look after child, just only non-stop cleaning and feeding and washing. That's it, that's my life. I feel so exhausted, but when I start to do some creative work, I feel my heart so strong, be bright. I know something I could build up for myself, organize for my next plan. You have something for yourself, which is in positive way. You not only being told or you only being need by non-stop cleaning, washing, and baby look after job. So I think it's good for me. It's a therapy and cheer me up and make my mind more clear. They got the professional people work with you to help you. So you know how to get on the market, how to get on with the art gallery, how to organize an exhibition, how to order material. And the Shinam staff, they're really kind and friendly because they know the women who came here, they have different situation and they probably a bit weak situation, but they've been emotional support. Some women, they probably don't have a chance in time to go to the college or go to some training course, pay the fee. But for the organization, they try to work very hard to get the funding to help the women to become more valuable, independent for themselves. I think this is very good, and I'm hoping there's more funding coming to make this tsunami more stronger. The original organization person must be very generous and kind to think about women's needs, because women, most time in all generation, is quite weak group. People look for them to sacrifice for the family, not much for themselves. But Shilan Women Craft really give people opportunity and build up their self-confidence. So I just hoping this group will carry on and get more support. I believe in the future it will getting better and better. It means something for the women and who really need a chance to think about for their next step. So I think Shinan is super brilliant team and I appreciate it.
Shilanu Women's Craft Collective and the products they make reflects the diversity and entrepreneurial spirit of women who have come to Birmingham from all over the world. This is one social enterprise that is truly making a positive difference to women's lives.